Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Blues borrowed their initial look from a faraway town.
Ralph Olsen is from Detroit.
In their first year, they actually adopted the blue and silver of the Detroit Lions.
Perhaps he was influenced by a love of Detroit.
But that went away very quickly, and they wanted to create their own image.
And that new image consisted of two simple colors, blue and white.
Pretty basic uniform.
Buffalo is a working man's town, and this is a simple uniform. It wasn't like a lot of their AFL brethren in 1960, the San Diego Chargers in flashy colors. The Bills were all business.
The two-tone scheme was soon brightened with a splash of red.
And by adding red and becoming a red, white, and blue team, it made a lot of sense. Buffalo considers themselves the all-American city.
In the 80s, the Bills adopted red helmets, which contrasted with the white headgear of their division rivals.
The wide receivers' coaches wanted the Bills, the quarterback, to be able to pick them out, and the red helmet was a factor.
In the early 90s, the Bills dominated the AFC, going to four straight Super Bowls. And though they didn't win, the team and its blue-collar fans weathered the storm.
Something about that color, they looked comfortable in cold weather. You expected to see the Bills in snowstorms, even in later years, as they've jazzed up and now jazzed back down their uniform. Buffalo's look has been a very simple and very distinctive look.
Bills still on the board. We're in the uniform draft, sports uniform draft. We have completed three rounds and have five to go, and it's 10 after, so let's get busy. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, Brayton Wilson in for Joe today, Matthew Collar joining us from Minnesota, from a beach. Matthew, are you strictly staying inside or quarantining or all that stuff? What are you doing over there, Minnesota?
I'm quarantining pretty good, but I've been playing golf with people, and I think that's allowed, or that's like okay if we sort of socially distance while playing golf, and mm-hmm. doing some kayaking, which I had not ever done really before I moved to Minnesota, but it's nice. Kayaking's decent.
Yes, seems like a pretty good sport for social or physical distancing. It's kind of necessary, except for the person in the kayak with you if there is a person there. Anyway, I said we would get to business, and now I'm asking about kayaks. Bulldog, you are up. You have the Yankees, the Nordiques, / Avalanche, and then Tiger Woods' red shirt.
Well, let's fold burnt orange into this. Texas football is the pick, and you can make the picture beside this of Earl Campbell if you like. The helmet is simple and distinctive. Texas across the chest of the jersey. I love the color. The white pants, the orange shirt, I just love the look of that. So Texas football.
Possibility of back-to-back Earl Campbell, but the Titans jerseys are not good. How does that happen? How does the Houston Oiler uniform work so well, and the Titans, who kind of just took it? I mean, they were the Tennessee Oilers, and then they just sort of I just don't like it at all. I don't know. Is that how you guys feel, or you feel differently?
Yeah, no, I wouldn't pick. I, you know, like you guys probably are doing, I scanned a lot of lists, and I saw the Houston Oilers and immediately disqualified them because of the Titans. So, which I didn't even think of when I picked the Nordiques and the Avalanche. Like, you had to remind me, I'm getting the Avalanche, too. Like, okay, well, fine. But the Titans, I despise those. They've never worn anything I like.
There it is. All right, so I need a football team, and while there are a couple of college teams that really are great, uniforms really are great, I'm going to go pro here. And I got to credit my friend Dean. Matt, you guys know him. You both know him. He was the one who first said it. The Kansas City Chiefs have the best helmet in the league. No stripe. And he's like, look at how much better it is. No stripe on the helmet. And I agreed with him. And really, like, the Chiefs and the Raiders are almost like a package. But there is something about the Kansas City uniform, white, is my favorite combination for the Chiefs to wear. White jerseys, white pants, the red numbers with the yellow trim, and that beautiful helmet. They're my pick. I mean, there are obviously other famous... I mean, I like Miami a lot, but they got a little off. There's a lot of great choices. Even the Bills. I mean, that's a great uniform too, I would say.
I love the Chiefs pick, by the way. But it's a great uniform.
You know, isn't it? And I want Len Dawson smoking a cigarette in a white... uniform at the Oakland Coliseum. I'm going to take Matthew Stadium, his location, and put the Chiefs in it. So, Chiefs.
Has any player done better for uniforms during the time they played for multiple teams than Joe Montana, going from the old 49ers to the Chiefs?
Pretty good. 49ers, another great one.
Yeah.
All right, Brayton. Brayton has the Blackhawks, the Chargers, and the Celtics.
I'm going baseball here, and this is a team that are very familiar with Buffalo, and very familiar because it's their AAA affiliate, and they've got a long list of great jerseys, although the 2000s era was kind of weird. Not too bad, but kind of weird. I'm going with the Toronto Blue Jays here. I think their long list of jerseys is great. I think their current-day jerseys are phenomenal, and the guy that I kind of envision is Jose Bautista, just because the bat flip is great, and just his power that he generates... I'm going with the Blue Jays here.
What do we like? Do we like the white one?
Blue.
Light blue in the old days, like the 80s, I think of for this. 80s Blue Jays. They wore it, you know, once in a while in recent years.
Whatever goes with the hat that's and the batting helmet that has the logo with the maple leaf on it and the like that just the blue with the white triangle, or is it white with a blue triangle? Whatever it is. I love those hats.
That white panel?
Yeah.
With the logo on top of it? Yes. Yeah. All right. Toronto. Will we see back-to-back Toronto? That's up to Matthew.
Oh, that's a good guess for who my hockey team is. I think I'm going to draft them here in the Detroit Red Wings. I love when a logo captures what a city is about, and I don't think you become Hockey Town USA without a great uniform that everybody can wear. And Tupac once wore a Detroit Red Wings jersey, so that immediately makes it very cool. I will go with Detroit, and I will say Stevie Y gets my aesthetic for the Detroit Red Wings.
White or red?
I'm going to go red.
I like red. Yep. I want to say they're road red, but they're not road. They're home now, right. But that's a great uniform.
Yep. They have never done anything stupid. I mean, they've had Winter Classic jerseys, like one-offs, you know, for when they played at Michigan against the Leafs. But they don't mess around with no third garbage, do they? They've got those two uniforms and that's it, I think.
Yeah, that's right. And they're always great.
Yeah.
The Winter Classic jersey was great. Toronto too, right? Those were great uniforms.
Yeah. Yeah.
I would say.
Really important element to me is that they haven't messed around with it too much.
Oh yeah. Yeah, that rates, yeah. And you know, you've got Detroit, you've got the wheel, it's good.
I have a Zetterberg red jersey in a frame. Number 40.
Ooh, so nice.
Super nice. The long name, the number is kind of unique, you know, for or just Not that many people wear 40.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. My wife's birthday, so she just latched on to Zetterberg, and that's a pretty good-looking uniform. All right, Matthew, the Dodgers, the Raiders, the Trailblazers, and the Red Wings. Let's see, you've got all four sports, the big four sports covered. You're going to have to find your way to one other sport here at least in your final four picks.
All right. Well, I'm going to wait on that one other sport because I'm going to go with back to football and UCLA Bruins.
Oh, no, you're not. How could there's so many colleges. How did you pick UCLA? twice with you.
I mean, who doesn't think of Cade McNown throwing brilliant, beautiful left-handed passes in a UCLA football uniform?
Who is the player, actually? That's tough.
Aikman, right?
I guess, yeah. That's right.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, the running back. Abdul-Jabbar.
I mean, you could say Josh Rosen for this, too.
You could.
If you wanted to pick a terrible player.
Yeah.
I won't.
Wow, thanks, Bulldog. Showing some, bringing the heat on that. Right out of nowhere. I didn't see it coming. I was taking them in the next round, this round, if I could. That's twice. UCLA. Well, you've got an LA thing. I crush on those West Coast teams and their uniforms a lot too. So I didn't know we had that in common. UCLA, the ocean and the sun, that light blue and like a distinctive blue, isn't it?
Oh yeah,
a lot like the Sabres. That's the Sabres, but that's where I'd like to see them in the UCLA colors. All right, good job. Brayton is next.
My board's looking really good here, but honestly, this is the next team that I have up on my board, and I'm gonna go with them if I can find the music here for it. Here we go.
Bills.
I'm going with the Bills. Their history of jerseys outside of the early to mid 2000s, not great, but everything else about the Bills jersey line of history, classic. And I love when they bring back the standing buffalo. I love when they had the blue on blue for Thanksgiving this year. There were just a number of people that I could pick for the Bills with the names associating with that team. And the red jerseys, the red helmets too with the blue jerseys. So I'll go with Bruce Smith as my guy.
All right.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah. Big Bruce guy.
Do you want the B? He wore the B for part of his career and then no B for part of his career.
No, I'll just go with the red, the regular red helmet with the nice light blue jerseys.
Do you want the B like on his name?
Oh, yes.
I mean, yes.
Let's do that.
I would want that. B. Smith. All right. 78.
I almost forgot that he wore B. Smith for a while.
B. Smith, yeah. He should have been above it. But no, I don't really mean that. Like, I'm not criticizing him. Just like, he was so good.
Yeah. I love almost everything about the Bills history uniform wise, but you mentioned it, Brayton, the early 2000s, the Bledsoe, like the blue ones were bad and I hate them. The white ones were an abomination, and like I would not be able to pick the Bills because of that. I hate those uniforms so much that I could not pick my favorite football.
Well, it's actually funny because today on our website, they did a top 10 worst NFL jerseys of all time for Radio.com Sports, and the Bills were number two with those jerseys.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, well,
I don't care. I'm still taking the Bills.
Yeah, fine. I've got four sports out of four picks. Canadians for hockey, North Carolina basketball, Cincinnati Reds baseball, Kansas City Chiefs football. So this is a weird one, and there's no except for maybe Bulldog. There's a part of me that thinks you would have thought of this. I don't even know if you like it. I'm sure you remember it. But by a certain definition, this is like the first uniform I ever loved, kind of. Do you remember what Eric Heiden wore at Lake Placid?
Wasn't
okay, I guess not.
No, wasn't it just a gold one-piece suit?
Yep.
Yeah.
I want that. I don't know. I loved Eric Heiden. I'm 8 years old, and like he was the coolest. And so, you know, we had a small-ish yard, like a normal size yard, and out by the road, it would, like, the water would puddle and freeze a little bit. And I can remember going out on skates and just skating around in what had to be like the shortest laps in world history, pretending I was Eric Heiden, just skating around and around and around in circles. So, I mean, no one else was going to do this, but I'm at the point, like, I'm halfway through it. I've just got some funny ideas. I'm drafting Eric Heiden's gold, unitard? What is it?
Skating suit.
Skating suit with the hood included. Like,
yeah, right.
One whole giant suit. Do we lose Matthew?
Nope, I'm here. I just was not born yet.
Yeah, what can you say, right? I can't blame you. And then going there, and you've been there too, yeah. I know.
Oh, yeah. No, this pick touches me. Yes. I love it. I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. I do have, there's a figure skater on my board. I'm just going to leave it at that. You mentioned a figure skater on Twitter, and it's not that
Johnny big. Weir.
Right.
That's hilarious.
I've got someone else in mind. I don't know. We'll just see how this all plays out.
I'd love for you to pick Katarina Witt for your favorite sports uniform.
Dude.
Oh, sorry. Was it actually her? Okay, great.
Should I just do that here?
Yes. No, I mean, I'm sorry. I just...
I was thinking of her all day. Yes. Bolero. All right? Like, look, I don't usually get, you know, catch myself talking about how attractive women are on the radio, but Katarina Witt was beautiful, is beautiful, and the clothes, the skating, like, the clothes. All of it, just beautiful. She was great. Katarina Witt. I'm taking it right now. That's okay. It. I'm done.
All right. I mean, I did write her name down today, I will say. Here it is. I'll show you. Matthew, thoughts?
Yep, that's a sport. they all look pretty nice, I guess. They wear their best.
Yeah, I don't really know what she wore.
Jersey? Is that really a jersey?
It's a uniform.
It's a uniform. If a car is a uniform,
yep.
Which we established, maybe it goes car here. All right, you want to pick again?
Okay, yeah, sure. Richard Petty's car. Richard Petty's number 43 is what I'm doing here.
That is the car to pick.
Yes. Yes. And, I mean, 43, the Bubba Wallace, I mean, that he owns that team. That's still that iconic number. But if we're going to find a picture, I need, like, the Plymouth with the big wing tail on the back of it, like, Petty drove some awesome cars. I know because I built models of them when I was a kid. I loved Richard Petty. So I'm taking the 43. It's that blue. There's some red in there too at times, but I think the blue I'm talking about with the big whale tail Plymouth is just blue, and it's just one of the coolest stock cars ever.
I like it. If the car counts, you got to do it. That's a smart pick. All right, how about that? How about this run?
Heiden, Witt, Petty.
What a run. I mean, have these people ever been named together? The sports uniform draft, liberties beginning to be taken. We're into round six. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, Brayton Wilson in for Sneaky Joe today. Matthew Collar joining us from Minnesota. And you can check Matthew out on Twitter, of course, and a lot of other places at Matthew Collar to do that. He was with us several years ago. How long ago was that, by the way? When did you leave here?
What's that?
When did you leave Buffalo?
Right before the 2016 NFL season.
Just happened. All right. Well, you're doing great, and we're glad to have you today. We'll take a break for the update and continue with our sports uniform draft. This is WGR.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously. But shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So 1-0, Dallas in the lead. Andy Niemi came out in the warm-up tonight with his sweater, and he was wearing the sweater that you see on the left. And we get a phone call. Mrs. Niemi, his mom called, said you spelled his name wrong. Well, we didn't do it, but they did. Somehow it got all mixed up in the dressing room, and now it's Niemi that you see on the right, and that is the proper spelling for Auntie Niemi's last name. So there's no I in team. It's all about me.
Okay. That's what he just had his name spelled wrong on his jersey.
Yeah,
once.
It was supposed to be M-I and it was M-E during the warm-ups. Oh, terrible. That was back in 2015, I think.
You don't want that. Would that ever happen here?
They did spell Anders Nilsson's name wrong, I think, during one of the practices or something like that at Harper Center when he when he just came to town.
It has happened.
Yeah.
It has happened. All right. Let's continue. Why ruin the weekend? Let's continue. It's the uniform draft. We are in the middle of round six. Am I up here? I guess I am. We just had a run on skaters.
Weirdness.
We had Eric Heiden and Katarina Witt go back to back. You know who I wrote down too? Sonia Henie.
Wow.
1924 Olympics. She's 11, and she skated in like a fur coat and a fur hat.
Wow.
Early sports fashion, Matthew Collar.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for someone to pick like Michael Phelps or something.
Yeah.
I'm all set on the Olympics, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm good now. And by the way, I mean, I did have, like, there's a red and black outfit that Katarina Witt wore the one year. And she performed with Bolero playing. It was like her big piece. And there, this red and black, like if you Google her and, you know, kid images, oh, you know, 80% of the pictures are of her in that garb. So like, okay. there is a definitive, I think, you know, she wore other outfits, of course, in her career skating. But that one is like, that one is pretty iconic, I think.
It's the only Playboy I ever bought.
All right.
Since we're talking about it, it's the only Playboy I ever bought. What was that? Like 90 something. I was like, oh, I'm gonna have to get it. I have to get it. All right, we are continuing here in the sports. Let's get back to like an actual uniform. I am very happy in the baseball category to have the Cincinnati Reds, but there is another great baseball uniform that has not been drafted or even mentioned yet today, and that, of course, is the uniform of the Bad News Bears.
All right.
Simple, yet strong.
I was not expecting that.
White with the yellow stripes down the middle, vertical stripes. Bears, and then the number, the patch, and on the hat. Great look.
Oh, come on. And the back?
And the back. Chico's Bail Bonds.
Bail Bonds. Yeah, I have. Have I ever worn it? I have a Tanner. I have a Bad News Bears jersey, like, in my size. It is mint. It's so great. I mean, I never wear it because I'm going to get mustard on it or something. It's super cool.
Yeah. I like that. So I'm going Bad News Bears in round six. Went Bad News Bears over New York Knights, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Could have been two drafts in a row for the New York Knights as Brad Ryder drafted Roy Hobbs. We had a cup of coffee in Buffalo last week, and we had a cup of coffee draft last week. Matthew, you missed that. Probably heard about it.
Oh, wow. Yeah, oh, I would love that, especially since I would have had all of the baseball cards and football cards of people who had cups of coffee in certain places.
Yes. You had a cup of coffee here.
No, I had more than that. I mean, I just wasn't I was like a Kirk Cousins, where I was a backup for such a long time, and then I finally got a starting role, then someone paid me more to leave.
Yes. Kirk Cousins, your favorite. All right, round six. Brayton Wilson is next.
Oh, I'm just deciding. I think I'm going to hold off on my other sport until my very last pick, just because I got a couple things in mind, but I'm not entirely sure of what I want to do yet. But I definitely want to get in another hockey and another baseball. The baseball one, I got two teams here that I really want to use. One of them, I think, has a great line of uniforms, that including a powder blue like the Blue Jays, because it seemed like every team in the 70s wanted to have some sort of powder blue uniform, which is great. But then this team, very colorful. They've had different variations of jerseys. I think all of them have been great. Some people will disagree with me. You know, I think I'm going to have to go with Brian Koziel here and his team and go with the Baltimore Orioles. Yeah. They're just so slick. And, like, the logos are pretty cool.
Yeah.
The jersey types are really, really cool. And I don't think there's really one. Even today's logos is sharp. So I'll go with the Orioles.
Yeah, that's a great uniform. I agree.
I like the logo a lot. I've got an old – I think you were with me when I bought the hat. I bought a throwback – wool, old school Orioles cap at the Hall of Fame. No, I don't think it was a different trip. Anyway, but with that sort of smiling, cartoonish head of the bird. Oh,
yes.
God, I love that. It's so great.
Are they?
The hat doesn't fit right, so I never wear it, but it's an awesome look.
They're back to that, aren't they? They're back to the cartoon Oriole after a ornithologically correct phase. I think they moved back. Right, Matthew? Don't they wear that again? Have you watched an Orioles game in years?
Well, certainly not that recently. Not since Buck Showalter wouldn't use his closer that one time because he wanted to get him to save. That was the last Orioles memory that I have. But I don't know what they're using now. The only thing that happens to me is I always hold the team's worst jersey against them probably way too much, and orange tops is just bad. Like, you don't need that. And the black tops were not that good either. The ones that they had in the mid-90s, the Arthur Rhodes version, not great. Not great with the all black.
Okay, right. Consistent, mostly consistent, if that can be a term. All right, Matthew is up to end round six, the sports uniform draft. Let's see. Dodgers, Raiders, Trailblazers, Red Wings, UCLA. No bowling yet. Let's see what happens. Go ahead, Matt.
But I am going to go volleyball. I am going to go with the University of Minnesota's women's volleyball team, one of the best programs in the country, and I'll tell you why. Because I need my fifth sport, and I also need to get Goldie, the Minnesota University mascot, involved here, because he is the greatest mascot in the country, and he is on these uniforms. And plus, cool little thing that they say, they just say Minnesota. They don't have the names on the back. They just say Minnesota. I think it's a great look. It's a great team. And they pack the house with, you know, when you're allowed to pack houses. But I went to a volleyball game. It was really exciting. So I'm going to go University of Minnesota volleyball.
Okay. So Minnesota is like what? Not crimson. What is that? What is that purplish red called? What are they? Maroon?
Is it maroon? I think it's a maroon.
Maroon.
It's
maroon
great,
and yellow.
Great color combination. More of a gold. Yeah, more of a gold. His name is Goldie.
More of a gold. Everybody wants to be gold, not yellow. Okay, Minnesota women's volleyball. That's what I predicted you would do. So I'm happy to win on a prop bet there.
I can't believe Matthew scooped Minnesota volleyball out from under me.
Yeah, we were all going to pick that next. But that's fine. We're definitely into the taste phase here. You know, it's like the obvious great uniforms have mostly been taken. Not all of them. I mean, there's tons more, but...
Right. I'm making fun of Matthew. I picked a figure skater and a car back-to-back, but, you know, whatever.
You basically went bolero car.
Right.
All right, Matt, you're up again.
Okay, so now is where I get into my true preferences here. I am going to go with my Strat-O-Matic baseball team, Kansas City Monarchs, of the Negro League. I went to the Negro League Museum last summer. It was incredible, and I bought a hat, Kansas City, the big giant K, the big giant C, just awesome, a classic, very, very old and iconic uniform.
The Monarchs. I can picture the hat, I think, the KC. I don't know if I know the rest of it.
The jersey's kind of the same. Well, there are different versions of it, but I think it's just like a red stripe and then just a big K and a C. Also thought about the Homestead Grays, which is another great one.
That one I know. That's good. Josh Gibson. Exactly. All right, Kansas City Monarchs in round seven. The old Minnesota women's volleyball Kansas City Monarchs combo. And we go to Brayton next.
Oh.
Now what do you do? After those two, what do you do now?
Now what do I do? Oh, I was devastated by the baseball play. Going back to hockey here. I almost want to take the Sabres here, but at the same point, it's like I don't know how I feel about taking two Buffalo teams in the same draft. I'm kind of it almost doesn't seem right to me. So I'm kind of going to shift gears here. I love the...
I don't think you can pick the Sabres when the president of the team called one of their uniforms a turd burger. You can't pick them. They're just DQ'd.
Matthew makes a certain kind of point.
It's a very, very, very strong point.
I picture that yellow jersey all the time. I don't know why.
Well, I don't know if you... Mike's in studio here, so he can see that I did bring in the my favorite jersey that I have. It's the Arizona Coyotes Kachina jersey when they were the Phoenix Coyotes. And that's my favorite jersey that I have in my wardrobe, but I can't pick them because I really hate the newer logo. It's very bland, very boring. You know what? I'm going the Canucks here.
Okay.
I'm going the Canucks here. I love the skate logo especially. Pavel Bure, Alexander Mogilny, both of them wore that logo. It's great. I think the stick in the hockey rink looks great. I even think the V looks very good. I have one of the gradient jerseys, the red and blue ones that you guys were talking about with Cam Robinson. Lots of good stuff to pick from, so I'll go Vancouver.
Yeah, I agree. I like a lot of what they've done. It's been varied, very different styles, but good. By the way, speaking of the local teams, I'd just like to say that if I had to single out one favorite local uniform, it would be Niagara. That's my favorite. Purple and white. That's my favorite look. Among all the local teams. UB does a nice job, I would say. So now what do I had two hockey teams written down. I started with the Canadiens. I want a little 70s at some point here. Eric Heiden in a gold suit that covers his head even too as well doesn't quite get me all the way to the 70s. And another hockey team that has sported very different uniform styles, but I think successfully is the LA Kings. I love that purple. Like, there's just no other team like it. Who looked like the Kings looked in the 70s? The Dion teams, purple and yellow, and that font they used. It was just so different. And it stands out. I liked all of that. And then they go to black for Gretzky, black and silver, and that's good. I think that's good, and they still are pretty good, I think, in their current uniforms.
They even had like a gold throwback version of that, like the purple. I like a lot of their stuff, too. I think they had a gold version, right?
I don't know what they've worn that I thought was terrible. So, the 70s.
There is one purple, white, and maybe black third that is like a crown, like a king's head with a crown on it, that is horrific. But I think almost everything else they've had is good.
All right, I'm just going to gloss over that. Okay. That's just a guy who missed a meeting, and he made a mistake.
Yep.
And you know, were you perfect when you were 20? Did you ever make a mistake or no? That's what GMs like to say when they have to defend a player. You know, a lot of us when we were that age.
Oh, my God.
A lot of us when we were the LA Kings age also made missteps. Bulldog, one more here. We'll take a break and then lightning round to finish.
Okay. I can't believe with my second to last pick in this thing that I don't think I missed any segments. I'm going to get the Leafs here.
Yes.
I mean, what are we even doing? they're like right with the Canadiens. There have been more designs, but the colors and the logo have been constant. Like Sittler, Salming, there was some different, shoulder stuff and whatever. But I've liked it all. And, I know they're the Leafs, but I don't feel about them at all like I feel about the Yankees. I welcome the Toronto Maple Leafs jerseys onto my team. Happy to have them.
I don't like the numbers. The old days, when I was a Leaf fan, I loved the uniform. It's okay now, but I don't like the numbers. The numbers are, how do you describe those? They're funny.
They're oddly curved.
Oddly curved, Matthew. Well, I've been described as that. So I guess I should embrace it. Mike Palmatier would be my choice. Who are you going with here? You have Ares, you got all kinds of options here.
Oh, my. I think Sittler. No, Lanny McDonald. Right. No, Wendell Clark. No, Lanny McDonald.
That's a thick white stripe on the blue jerseys back then,
yes.
I think, for the Leafs. Number seven. Number seven or number nine, McDonald?
I think nine.
I don't know. I forgot. All right, one round to go. The Sports Uniform Draft. Stay tuned. This is WGR. Final round of the Sports Uniform Draft. We'll get into some hockey at the beginning of the hour. And the lottery is tonight. Brayton Wilson will be on. And our coverage of the lottery is just a little bit more than a couple of hours away. One round left in the Sports Uniform Draft. Let's see. Bulldog goes first, right? He's got two hockey teams, the Nordiques and the Leafs. Yankees, first overall. Tigers, red shirt. Texas Longhorns, interesting. I like that color, too. And then Katarina Witt and Richard Petty with his car. Fine.
Yeah. I might have made a mistake on... Is Katarina Witt... Was it Bolero or Carmen? Now, I'm getting some feedback on Twitter. I might have blown that. Forgive me for
Bolero
not...
Bolero is from Carmen.
Oh, okay. Well, then, fine. Good. Thank you.
Right?
Okay, I'm not positive, but you sound.
Are you thinking? Are you thinking of the movie, like the movie 10? What's your acquaintance with Bolero?
Katarina Witt.
Oh,
skating to it is so. I think that's what it. Maybe I had it right all along.
I don't think I'm right. I don't know. I'm confused now.
Okay.
Bolero, Carmen.
I feel very responsible.
This is
for screwing
not good. Well, I don't know.
All right, so we need to roll here, right? So I've just tweeted my final pick, and I am drafting in the final round of the uniform draft the Ramones.
What is this? The Ramones?
The Ramones.
How does that fly?
Google the Ramones. They had a uniform. As un-rock and roll as having a uniform is, they had a uniform. And I'm drafting there. If you can draft Antonio Brown in a cup of coffee
here
draft, and Brad can draft people from movies, I'm drafting the damn Ramones right here.
Brad can draft Ronan Tynan. All right, the Ramones just happened. I'll take a sports team next, and it happens to be a team I like. It's a beautiful, I would say, and distinctive uniform jersey. Great players to choose from. Very long history. I'll take Borussia Dortmund, black and gold. I think that's just really sharp. I have a scarf, a jacket. Jeremy was talking about a jersey. I put a picture of the Holland jersey up. He's on fire, striker for that team. That'll be my last pick, Borussia Dortmund. Brayton.
I'm going to go with maybe the team/program that has maybe the most jerseys I've ever seen in the history of jerseys. I'm going with all of the Oregon Ducks jerseys.
Yeah.
All of them.
Definitely getting volume.
The bad,
you
the
need
good.
Another house.
Everything.
Shipping containers.
I picture Akili Smith with the Ducks.
You could have gone
way.
Dan Fouts again. Could have two Dan Fouts jerseys.
But Oregon Ducks, that's my last pick.
All right, Matthew, wrap it up.
All right, I know you guys got to go, so thanks for including me in this. I will pick the Rochester Amherst and Jody Gage with an all-time great minor league hockey uniform.
Great pick.
Did you like that flag version of it in the 90s? Ever see that?
Nope, that was bad. But it's evened out by their Winter Classic jersey. If you don't remember that, go see that. The flag one was bad.
I like it. Thank you, Matthew.
I like the flag one a lot. Thanks, Matt.
Thanks, guys.
Uniform draft closes with the Amherst. All right. Speaking of hockey, the lottery is tonight, as I mentioned. Cam Robinson will join us to preview the draft. How will the Sabres probably do in the draft if they end up with the seventh pick, where they're likeliest to be? And what about if they move up or down? We'll go over it all with our next guest. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.